Lies and myths destroyed fitness. The biggest lie is lift heavy, and it only corners the dummy to never ever lift heavier. But there's a second lie right behind it that locks everything down. Just do it. Just lift and brainlessly wait for a miracle. The devastation is seen on the elderly who didn't give up, who believed the myths and lies and still lost muscle and strength. But let us not dwell on mistakes. The real deal is something you already did as a child. You gradually tried harder and harder and a little bit more. Therefore, young or old, we begin with walking. First in the park, then in the morning dark, and then hiking, and finally hiking and camping. This is the relearning of the same kind of inconvenient mischief you did as a teenager. Hidden in the details is the shift in your diet. Camping especially will break up all your bad habits, and if you camp for longer than 30 days, you will lose more weight than you could imagine losing in such a short time. The saddlebag and the backpack are your first weights to carry. You begin rebuilding your strength and endurance here. This is serious. And those of you who have prepared their souls for departure already, since the day we discovered thinking machines, death is a foolish bet to make. You need your muscle now more than ever. You heard me. Start by walking in the morning. Don't you dare sit! Go outside and cut a switch, and then I'll teach you a lesson. And the second part of this is the business of bodybuilding. You and the bodybuilders are in the same wagon. Responsible bodybuilders do the same thing. They just do it even after they recovered all their muscle. And the business part is literally so simple that even a bodybuilder can do it. You begin walking a reasonably long distance. You know your body needs it. But like a bodybuilder, you put on ankle and wrist weights. And now you can see how useless it would be if they were too heavy. You would not be able to walk your distance and you would start losing muscle again. Because what are you doing when you're not walking? That is why you have to start in the beginning. Not so light that you can do more, but not so heavy that you are forced to stop. And as your body adapts to handle the light ankle and wrist weights, you don't celebrate. You add more weight. That is how you build, and perhaps more importantly, how you rebuild your muscle, especially when you are older. The new weight must be so light that you can handle it, and never so heavy that it will stop you. I recommend just adding 1 pound. And if you couldn't finish your walking, then you know that it was too much. Your body is just not ready for it. It hasn't adapted yet. Take it off and try next week or in a couple of weeks. What I have just described is excellent if you are past your middle age or in recovery. It works for both. This final part right here is the most powerful exercise there is, and it's also the most sustainable. It was invented by warriors who got sick of ineffective exercise. And you have seen it done on television. You have seen it done by sports stars, yes? This is tried and tested, and when you really think about it, rather obvious. At first, it looks exactly like aerobics. 1980s dance aerobics. You simply convert your walking with light wrist weights into slowly dancing with light dumbbells. Just like you did while walking, you have to monitor when you can finally increase the weight. Not so much that you will be forced to stop, but not so light that you can dance with more. And dancing actually just involves standing dumbbell exercises. The overhead shoulder press, lift dumbbells above your head. The lateral raise, lift the dumbbells to your side. And the famous bicep curl. You perform the exercises in a cycle or a circle. Each involves a different muscle, so when you get back to the beginning, your muscles have rested and you can continue going round and round while dancing. You can't stand in place. There's no such thing as proper posture. That's just a myth and another lie. Proper posture means that you're exercising two muscles at a time. When you dance, you exercise all of them. You now just caught a glimpse of what nonsense exercise has become. And yes, just like walking is non-stop, so is the dancing. But there is a shortcut here, especially for young people. Before you come to the gym to dance with dumbbells non-stop for an hour or so, train your body by slowly jogging with them first. It's a huge upgrade and a huge shortcut. Jogging with dumbbells and dancing with dumbbells are interchangeable. Bodybuilders here will keep going, increasing weight and their duration to 2 hours, 3 hours, and maybe more, though that shouldn't be necessary. But if you just want good exercise, don't try to extend everything to maximum. Simply dance faster to pop music. Bodybuilders here will continue lifting heavier to something slower, like country. And here, on a closing note, let me clarify something for you. If you have to stop or sit during an exercise, then it is not exercise, but some weird and stupid fantasy that will show you little result and only at first, and then destroy your body as you age. You are a warrior. All your ancestors were warriors. Act like it.